那有一个事情呢，我们先报告一下。
So there is one announcement to make today.
我们这几天呢，我们跟祷告会的弟兄姐妹还有一些同工们也商量了一下，就是把星期以前我们教会的祷告会呢改到星期三的晚上，七点半。So
we've been talking to our brothers and sisters about our Saturday morning prayer meetings. We're going to move that time to Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, 7:30.
At 7:30.
那原因非常的简单，就是希望更多的人更方便来参加。
So the reason is simple, so we encourage more people can take the opportunity to join us.
那过去呢，就是讲道理的集体祷告的重要性再强调也不过分。
So it is very important to emphasize on the importance to have a corporate prayer.
那过去先知多次向我们发愿预言，就是说通过集体的祷告呢，我们中间好多人疾病要得医治，难产的问题要得解决。So
through many prophecies in the past, we have come to an understanding that with corporate prayers, we can have a breakthrough together, including the healing of our diseases and difficult situations in our lives.
那第二点呢，就是通过集体的祷告呢，神会引领我们教会的意向。
Also through corporate prayers, we can have a clear direction from the Lord on how our church is going to be.
那教会的意向不仅仅是会赐给牧师，也会赐给大家。
So the vision for our church will not only be given to the pastors alone from God, but also the vision will be given to all brothers.
所以我们在一起祷告的时候，圣灵会有清楚的印证和带领。
So when we pray together, the Holy Spirit will lead us.
那第三呢，就是说在这样集体祷告的时候呢，圣灵会来搞我们，我们中间好多人的这个恩赐啊，都会激发起来。
And also when we pray together, the Holy Spirit is going to anoint us and also give us a lot of gifts and prophetic gifts from the Holy Spirit too.
那我们这个传福音呢，更加有能力。
So that we will have even empowered way to preach the gospel.
所以呢，星期三的晚上7:30到9:00，9:00我们这样呢，鼓励大家能抽时间。 不同的时间都来参加。So
we encourage all of you to join our Wednesday evening from 7:30 to 9:30 our prayer meetings.
那你不是好多人可能不能每次都参加，但是呢，要有时候要分别一些时间出来参加。So
even though you may not be attending each session, but you have to make time so that you can join once in a while.
有的人也不一定能够来全时间来参加，7:30到9:00，但是你可以中间参加也没有问题。
So if you cannot make it from 7:30 to 9:30, you can just pop in any time.
因为神在看我们的心。
Because God is looking at our heart.
所以呢，鼓励大家呢，你有一个心来追求神非常重要。
So we encourage you to pursue God with your heart.
那今天我们要讲的一个信息呢，就是在这个约翰福音第16章33节。
So today our message will be on the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33.
我想通过最近在阿格斯在这个地上所发生的一切，大家都知道有一种紧迫感。
So as you have heard things that are happening in Abbotsford, that that you will feel this kind of pressures from the situation.
大家都知道我们要更加的来依靠主。
So all of us know that we have to rely on God even more.
事实上，没有认识主的人，也在寻求方向、寻求依靠、寻求帮助。
So even those who do not know God, they are also seeking for help, seeking support.
所以呢，我们要更加的来依靠主，要住在主的里面。
So that's why we have to live in the Lord and rely on Him.
在以后的日子里面呢，弟兄姐妹，你会期待，你不希望有苦难发生，但是呢，圣经讲的非常的清楚。 以后有更多的苦难。So
in the coming days, even though you do not wish the tribulation to come, but in the Bible says the tribulation, the trouble will come.
那这不是讲负面的事情，而是耶稣清楚的讲到将来会有什么事情发生。So
we are not talking about any things, but it is written in the Bible that what Jesus has said, that things will come. club in the end.
那我们基督徒呢，不是把鸵鸟像鸵鸟一样把头埋在沙里面，觉得敌人就不来。我们基督徒呢，是世界上最有智慧的人。我们清楚的知道要发生什么，但是我们在做预备。
So as believers, we do not wish to be like the ostrich when fears come. We just put our head in the sand. But instead, we are wise people in the world, so we have to face what is ahead of us.
我们不会盲目的乐观，也不会盲目的悲观。
So we will not be pessimistic in a blind way, but we will not be optimistic in a blind way as well.
那我们不会盲目的乐观，是因为世界的走向，神已经讲得非常的清楚，他们在走向灭亡。
So we will not be blind because it is already in the Bible that says the end times, about the end times.
耶稣讲到这个末世呢，就像一个夫人生产的正统来临。它会越来越痛，越来越痛。
So the end times in the Bible it says it's just like a childbirth. So you will have contractions, and each contraction will be hard, more harder and shorter.
那我的太太生过三个孩子，就是那时候她来叫我的时候，她说我要去医院了。我知道，立刻爬起来，在夜里面立刻爬起来去医院。
So my wife has three children. So she told me that when she was in labor, she told me that we have to go to the hospital. So immediately I woke up and took her to the hospital.
那一开始呢，就是说是很长一段时间，最后几分钟，最后很快就把孩子推向产道，要生出来。
The first contraction is lengthy, but after a while it getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So the contraction is pushing the baby towards the to.
对世人来说呢，是我们要面临末世的大灾难。
So to all other peoples, the world is facing its destruction at the end times.
是没有盼望。
So there is no hope.
但是对耶稣里面的人来讲呢，就是极大的盼望。
However, in Christ, we know that we have hope.
所以耶稣用生产指南的比喻，这是恰当不过的。
So that's why Jesus used the parable of the childbirth, and it is very accurate.
就是妇人生产不是为了痛苦和死亡，妇人生产是为了生出一个新的生命来。
Because childbirth is not going to be death or destruction; it's going to be rebirthing of a new life.
但是呢，那种痛苦是越来越痛，越来越真实。
However, the pain is real and it's getting even harder and harder.
因为这妇人心里面带着盼望，耶稣讲了，他说，因为他知道一个新的生命要出来，所以他就是用盼望，所以要经历这一切。
But the mother knew that there is a birth is going to happen, and there is a hope.
第一天她怀孕的时候，她就知道她要经历这一切，但是她要面对这一切，为什么？因为这里带着爱，带着盼望。
So at the first day when she got pregnant, she already knew what is going to happen during childbirth.However, there is a hope in the end.
我讲到好像是女人讲到一样，我好像很清楚一样。其实，我的太太更清楚，大家更清楚。
So I'm speaking as if I'm a woman and know much about childbirth, but my wife and many of us knew better.
但是我陪着我太太生了三个孩子，我真的是看到她很痛苦。
But I was with my wife during and then I knew that she was suffering.
在第三个孩子呢，在早上四点钟，她生不出来，她没有力量，她没有力量。
So the last child, and when she was giving birth to our son, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and she had no strength left.
那我立刻打电话问问她的丈师母还有没空姐妹。
So I called immediately to our pastor's.Wife in the church of Zion, and also call me come.
So, 后来就他真的有一股力量，他们俩就在夜里面爬起来祷告，真的他有一股力量就把孩子就生出来。
So those two ladies woke up in the middle of the night and prayed for her, and all of a sudden, my wife was able to deliver the baby.
所以这个儿子对我的太太来说太宝贵了。
So my son is very precious to my wife.
所以他抓得也很紧。
So she also, controls a lot.
因为对她来说就是在痛苦里面生出来的。
To her is a childbirth through pain.
知道吗？生子国度呢，将来生出是非常宝贵的。
So the kingdom of God, when it is being born, it is very precious.
但是呢，这里面经历很多的苦难。
However, during this period, there will be a lot of troubles and tribulations.
那这苦难呢，对于基督徒来讲呢，我们不是在经历一个苦难，而是我们在经历一个新生。
So, to us as a Christian, we are not going through tribulations. We are just going through a childbirth.
在这个苦难里面，有人帮着我们，有人带领着我们。就像我太太在做生产的时候，有人听我们祷告。
So during this process, there will be people beside us to help us, just like as when my wife was doing the childbirth, someone woke up in the middle of the night to pray with her.
所以在约翰福音十六章里面讲到，他说，在世上你们有苦难。
So that's why in John chapter 16 says, in the world there will be trouble.
但后面最重要的一点是什么呢？当你们可以放心，
however,
我已经胜过世界。
However, what it says later is more important that.Take heart that I have already overcome.
在这句话的前面呢，他讲了什么？他说：“我将这些事情告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。”
So what does it say before? It says, "I told you all of these things. It is for you to have peace in me."
这里讲到平安、苦难、放心、胜过世界。
So he says, "Peace, trouble, take a."
Take heart, and I have overcome.
So all of these are spoken by Jesus, and all of these are true.
在他里面有平安是真理。
So in him there will be peace. It is truth.
真理就是说这是真实的。
So truth meaning it is real.
那希腊语讲的就是 aletheia， 就是实实在在的，叫做真实。
So in a Greek aletheia meaning that it's a fact.
所以耶稣说我是真理，就是我是真实。
So when Jesus says I am the truth, He is the fact. 对吗？
yeah, yeah, yeah. Fact, solid, the things you can depend on. 那所以的平安是真实的。
So the peace is for real.
那第二个呢？苦难也是真实的。
And second of all, the trouble is.
他这里没有说世界有苦难，他说是在世上谁有苦难，你们有苦难。
So it didn't say trouble in the world. It says you in the world you will have trouble.
You will have trouble. 是谁
？You will have trouble. Who are you?
基督徒会有苦难。
So who are these people? Meaning that the believers, the Christians, as a Christian,
就说这个苦难也是真实的。
So for trouble, it is for real.
这个苦难呢，希腊语叫 slippages， 它的最基本的意思是压力 pressure.
So, yeah, the meaning of the Greek word is pressure.
那从压力呢，会产生很多的事情。
So through pressure, there are a lot of things come out from pressure.
大家知道人的苦难其实首先是从压力来的吗？
Do you know that your trouble first comes from your pressure?
那为什么会有压力呢
？So why do you have pressure？
当事情发生的时候，你不知道靠谁的时候，就有了压力。
So when things happen and you do not know who you should be depend on, then you will have pressure.
当你的能力靠不住的时候，你的压力就来了。
So when you cannot no longer rely on your abilities, you start to have the pressure.
当你的金钱靠不住的时候，你的压力就来了。
When you no longer rely on the money, then you will have pressure.
当你的权力不能巩固的时候，你就要用枪杆子来了。
So when you cannot reinforce your authority, then you start using guns.
那如果这种暴力来的时候，那压力就更来了。
So when violence comes, you will have even more pressure.
这些所有的苦难背后有一个原因是人不认识神。
So all of these pressures comes from one reason is that people do not know God.
我们讲到中国人讲一句话叫做靠山啊靠山 ，Who's supporting your back？
So that's a saying in Chinese that you support, yeah, who's support your back？
那基督徒之所以有平安，是因为我们有永生的上帝在撑着我们的腰。
So the reason why as a Christian we will have a peace is because we have God behind us.
所以耶稣说你们可以放心。
So that's why Jesus said take heart.
这个放心也是真理。
Take heart, it is also true.
也是真实。
This is real.
那是弟兄姐妹要祷告，把这个神的话要放在我们的心里面。
However, we have to pray so that this word not hurt.
那因为耶稣呢胜了这个世界。
Because Jesus have overcome.
耶稣胜过了这个世界。
Jesus have already overcome this world.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
基督徒要相信。
So as a Christian, you have to believe that.
当然你说你一开始信主所受洗，就因为耶稣已经复活，战胜了罪恶，你相信。
So when you first become a believer, you understand that the Lord has already overcome death.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个信心真的从脑子里面进到我们的心里面，再进到我们的手上，进到我们的脚上，是有一个过程。
Do you know that it's a process when the truth comes first from your head and into your mind, into your heart, and into action, into your hands and feet? It takes a process. It takes time.
那有时候我们发现我们弟兄姐妹中间有一些人非常有这种读圣经的恩赐，圣经读的是空话乱说。
So you will see that some of the brothers and sisters here, they have an anointing of how to define reading Bibles, and they know a lot of things about the Bible.
但是你突然发现遇到事情的时候呢，你就发生害怕。
However, when this comes, you start to have fear in you.
因为我们需要圣灵来帮助我们，需要我们的弟兄姐妹来帮助我们，我们的这个信心从头脑里面进到心里面，从心里面要变到这个行动上。
We need the help from the Holy Spirit and also from the brothers and sisters so that the message not only stays in our head but goes to our heart and goes into our hands and feet.
所以当我们读到这些经文的时候啊，我们一些基督徒呢把它背下来，因为觉得非常好，非常安慰。
So when you read verses like this and a lot of brothers and sisters choose to memorize all these verses because it's beneficial.
但是弟兄姐妹，在未来的日子里面，这一切要成为我们的真实。
However, in the coming days, all of these are will become a reality to us.
就像今天早上杰米带领我们唱诗的时候，我知道从他心里面发出来的那种赞美，但是他现在在经历着一些苦难。
So just as when our sister was leading the worship, that we knew that all the worship comes out from her heart, but she's also going through troubles in her life as well.
但是在这个时候呢，就是神的那个平安，神的信息要真实的要临到我们。
But do you understand that the peace, the true peace that is from God will come upon us?
其实这个放心这个词呢，在希腊文也意思受限。第一个意思呢是什么呢？就是不要害怕。
So take heart in Greek is also meaning that do not be afraid, do not have fear.
另外一个就是叫做 be courageous.
So yeah, also meaning that 要勇敢。
Be encouraged.
Be 鼓励。
就是你要放下你的心，就是你的心不要悬在那里，要放下。
So,
中午这样子。
So take heart. So do not, you know, let your fear or your heart hanging on them.
所以我们要祷告，我们的心要放下。
So we have to pray so that we can truly take heart.
弟兄姐妹，在以后的日子里面，发生在阿布斯福德的东西，发生在这。很多事情会越来越多的发生，你要知道。
So you have to know the things that happen to Abbotsford in the coming days. It will happen more and more and more.
因为这是清楚的记载在圣经里面的东西。
Because it is clearly written in the Bible.
在去年应该还是今年七八月份这个热浪来的时候，过了以后，我在公园里面散步，我看那个树叶子全是焦的。感觉到好像神在警告我什么东西。
So during the after heat wave, I was walking in the park and I see all the leaves and they are all burnt, and as if God is speaking to me or warning me.
就是这是一个前奏。
So this is just you know a beginning.
哦，加拿大 BC 省在哪
？So to the British Columbians.
你们是安逸的一群人。
So you are the people of
Anis.
Complacency.
Comfort. 但是你要知道，这一个得天独厚的地方，也不像过去一样了。
Then you have to realize that even though we are in such beautiful environment, that it will no longer be the same.
你知道这是一个得天独厚的地方。
Did you know that Vancouver is a very comfortable place?
全世界的移民都想往这里移。
So all immigrants want to come to British Columbia.
哦，因为这是一个好地方。
Because it's a great place.
但是在以后的日子里面，你会知道，人看到眼睛看到的东西都不会给我们提供平安。
But in the coming days, you will know that what your eyes perceive will not bring you peace.
因为神造这个世界，他平安不会在这些东西里面。
Because when God created the heaven and earth, all the peace will not be found in these things.
你的金钱也不会给你提供平安。
And your money will not provide peace for you.
所以上个礼拜我们讲到十一奉献呢，就是该给神的也要给神，神要敞开他的窗户要倾倒给你。他要提高给你，不是你要依靠金钱。
So as we have talked about last week, you have to give your tithes and offering. Then God is going to open up the floodgate of heaven, and He Himself will provide for you. But not money will not provide you anything.
不要依靠你金钱上的账户，账户上的数字。
So do not rely on the balance that in your account.
马云的金钱，今天在他的名下，明天可能就变成别人的。
Today, but maybe tomorrow the all of his possession will be someone else's.
You might
say, okay, these things will not happen to Canada.
但是这不在我们的手上。
But all of these things are not in our hands.
因为圣经包括这个一些先知的预言，就是将来的并不先从西方开始，西方开始。
So in the Bible and also in still a lot of prophecies, it says the.Oppression will first come.
Persecution.
Persecution will first come through the Western world.
你可能说怎么可以从西方开始呢？
You might question how can it come from the Western world first?
你要清醒，你要祷告。
So you have to be alert. You have to pray.
就像圣经里面讲的，就说那个有一个财主，他说我把厂房盖大了，把粮食收起来，我的灵魂呢，安安稳稳的享受你的日子吧，多点的现金吧。
So in the Bible, there's a parable of a rich man. He built himself a bigger barn and everything so he can store all his treasures. And he said to himself that, oh, my soul is really, like indulging in all of these things.
但是神告诉他说，今夜我就拿走你的灵魂，你所有积蓄的归谁呢？
So, but God said to him that tonight I'm going to take your life. So all the things that you have saved up for, who is
所以我们的生命都不在我们的手上，何况我们的金钱。
So your life is not in your hand. So how much more is your money?
所以金钱呢，该给神的赶紧给神吧，跟神的关系搞对了。
So give to God what belongs to God. Have a fix your relationship with God first.
这里讲到在我里面有平安，什么叫做在耶稣的里面？
So it says in me you will have peace.What does it mean by in Him, in Jesus Christ?
在耶稣的里面，前面讲的就是说，在他的话语里面。
So in previous verses it says in His words.
他这里讲到的，我见这些事情告诉你们，我见这些事情告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面什么事情告诉你们呢？
So it says I have told you these things so that you will have peace. So what things? What are these?
你如果翻开约翰福音十二、十三、十四、十五章的时候呢，就看到他讲了几件非常重要的事情。
So if you turn back to John from chapter 12 to chapter 15, then you'll see that he has mentioned some important things.
第一个，他讲到我是世上的光，跟随我的不在黑暗里面行走。
So first of all, he said, I'm the light of the world, and whoever follows in me will not walk in darkness.
他同时也讲到，若有人服侍我，他就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
And he also mentioned that whoever follows me will serve me, and those who serve me, my God will also honor him.
也就是我在哪里，服侍我的人要在哪里。我上十字架，你也要上十字架。
Meaning that those who follow me will serve me. So if I am on the cross, you will also be on the cross.
我复活了，你也要复活。
When I'm resurrected, you will also resurrect.
必须要来紧紧的来跟活在他的话语里面。
You have to live in his words.
另外在十三章讲到，他说我爱的世上神赐给我的，我就爱他们到底。他被门徒洗脚。
So in chapter 13, he says that I will love him to the end, and he washed his disciples' feet.
他要我们学习去爱人到底。
So he wants us to learn how to love people to the end.
不要今天爱，明天不爱。
So do not choose to love today and not to love tomorrow.
那这就是我们世界上发生的事情，就是好多人他的爱是没有那个恒久的忍耐，今天爱明天就放 世界自力破碎的原因。
So for among people that choose to love today and not love tomorrow, your love is not endure, is not patient.
那下面更重要的是，耶稣讲，我不会撇下你们为孤儿，我要差派圣灵来住在你们的里。
And in the later chapter, it says that I will not leave you down as orphans. I will send the Counselor.
他知道就是蒙徒呢，在世上当他离开的时候，会担心，不知道孤立无援。但是他说不会撇下你们为孤儿，我把圣灵要差派。
So he knew that his disciples will feel lonely when he left the world. That's why he told them ahead of time. So he will not leave them.
所以十五十六章讲很多关于圣灵来的工作，圣灵的工作，圣灵的工作。
So chapter 15 and 16 it says a lot of things about the work of the Holy Spirit.
那他又讲到要住在我的里面。他说我的话语如果住在你的里面，你就住在我的里面。
And he also said that if you abide in my words, I will live in you.
他说若有人遵守我的命令，这人就是爱我，爱我的，并我父爱他，我也要爱他，而且向他显现。
And he said that those who live by my words, I will love him, and my Father will also live in him and love him.
I will manifest myself to him.
I will manifest.
好多人要经历耶稣，要经历他的显现证实，他说你要住在我的话语里面。
So a lot of people will experience him himself, so he will live in you and he will live in you.
那所以我上个礼拜我为什么讲十一奉献？十一奉献是小学二年级的东西，你要做对了，再做三年级、四年级、大学的东西。
So why do I have to talk about tithes and offering last week? Because it's simple as a grade two curriculum. So you have to pass grade two in order to go to grade three, grade four.
如果你今天不能把神的东西交给神，那明天那个怎么样？当世界在动摇的时候，你怎么样放下自己的东西，赶快去逃跑
？So if you not can, if you cannot let go the things that belong to God, then how can you run away from, you know, like when trouble comes and what people? How can you let go of all your possessions and, you know, like run away?
我要讲一个真实的故事。
So I want to share a truth.
就是关于神呢，就是他能不能在为他的钱财能够放下，放下钱财来救他的命。
So it's a story about a person when a person can let go of his possession and to in order to save his own life.
大家听说过全福会吧 ？Full Gospel Businessman's Fellowship， 全福会。
So yeah, full businessman.
Full Gospel Businessman's International.
Full Gospel.
他的创始人叫做 Demos, Zachary. 刚才那个姓不太对，像他当名字叫 Demos.
Yeah. So the founder is called Demos.
他是亚美尼亚人的后裔。
He's a descendant
of Armenian. 那么为什么讲到他呢？因为在他的传记里面写到的，他们为什么从亚美尼亚移民到？美国的加利福尼亚。
So why do I mention this person? Is that because in his story he mentioned that he why he moved from 亚美尼亚such a country and moved to California.
那亚美尼亚呢？大家知道，在苏联旁边，阿塞拜疆旁边那个小小的一个国家，他们大部分是基督徒。
So it is a country that near Russia and.
在十九世纪的末十八世纪的末期，在上上个世纪的末期呢，那边他们有一个预言，说呢大屠杀要来临。
So back in the 18th century, so there was a prophecy in the country saying that the 大屠杀
genocide
is going to happen.
那当时发预言的人呢，是一个 teenager。
So it was a teenager who said that prophecy.
那当时这个出来的时候呢，有一些人就听了，有一些人就嘲笑。
So some people they heard the prophecy and they despise it, but some people they left the country because of the prophecy.
那就像那个基督徒罗德，当时天使要把他领出索多玛和摩拉的时候呢。他的女婿就嘲笑，罗德就听了。
Just like when Lot was trying to run away from the city of Gomorrah, his sons-in-law despised him.
那这个在亚美尼亚 这个预言出来的时候呢 ，Davos 的爷爷他就听了，就还有一批雅美利亚人呢，就赶快移民到美国的加利福尼亚。
So for this person, Dennis, his grandfather, when he heard the prophecy, he ran with a group of people from the place to California.
那另外一批人呢，他们就嘲笑这个预言就留下了。
So some other people they despised this prophecy and they chose to stay.
后来呢，大屠杀真的就发生在那块土地上。
However, the genocide actually happened in the land.
那移民的这一群人的里面呢，其中一个孙子就是这个 Amos， 是一个被神重用的一个 businessman。
So one of the descendants from those people who immigrated, who moved to California is Amos, a descendant of the people.
有一本书的名字叫做《The Happiest People in the World》，就是他的传记。
So there's a book called The Happiest People in the World.
世界上最幸福的人，你要读一下，读一下他们的状态。
You should try to read this book. It's about them, about this group of people.
那为什么一些人会听，一些人不会听呢？
How come some people believe in the prophecy and some other people chose not to believe it?
根本的原因是你依靠神。
So the main problem is that who you are relying on.
不听的人是看到我的这些东西，这些东西，我的财产，我的牛，我的羊，我的房子，我的产业，我的工厂，他选择不听，选择不听。
So those who did not listen because he was looking at his own possessions, okay, my house, my possessions, my cows, my cows, my, you know, everything, but he chose not to listen.
听的人，他把这个预言带去了，他做什么？他做祷告。
So those who listen, they put this practice in prayers.
当他祷告的时候，他交给主，奉主，谦卑的说：“我把一切都给放下，主，你告诉我这是真的还是假的。”
So he chose to put this practice in the presence of the Lord and asking the Lord, "Okay, Lord, is this going to happen? Like, what should I do?"
弟兄姐妹，神永远都很愿意向你讲话，很愿意帮助你，你相信吗？
So do you believe that God is always willing to talk to you? Do you believe?
你相信神非常希望向你讲话吗？
Do you believe that God actually wishes to talk to you?
那你不太清楚。我告诉你，你从逻辑上讲的话，他一定很希望跟我们讲话。为什么？很简单，因为他爱我。
So you may not be clear on that, but from a logical point of view, it should be logical to think that He is willing to talk to you because.He loves us.
但是为什么很多人听不见？
How come people cannot listen to his words?
愿意最主要的在于愿意听，你要不要听？
So the reason is simple. Do you choose to listen or not?
上次我讲过，这个听见声音呢，就很简单，就像人能不能听见人的声音一样，有好多的因素。第一个因素呢，你太忙了，没有安静下心来听。
So as I talked about before, like listening to God is just as if you are talking to your friends. Like how come you do not hear the other person's voice? Because first of all, you might be too busy.
太忙了，看手机。哦，我有约会。哦，赶紧，人家都没讲，他就走了。
So he will say, "Oh, okay, looking the clock. Okay, I have an appointment. I have to go." So before the other person even have the chance to speak, you already left.
第二个呢，就是你自己的想法太强。
And second of all, you have your own strong opinions on things.
你已经知道你要做什么了。
You already know what you are going to do.
你不想改变。
You don't want to change.
啊，就像开车一样，你已经刮到那个reverse， 你说神啊，你帮助我抓一下，你说你已经放到 reverse。
Just as if you are driving, you already put your gears in reverse mode, and then you say, "God, help me to drive." And God said, "I can't because you are already reversing."
那神说这个极限呢也是我造的规律，我还要尊重它。你放到 reverse 它就会 reverse， 我要再让它 drive 的话，以后放到 reverse 它不 drive， 那就麻烦了。
So there are discipline, I mean there are laws that are created by God that he himself cannot in a way go against it. So if you're going on reverse, he himself cannot turn it around and make it forward because it is how the law says.
神说你要 reverse， 但是呢，你已经放在 drive， 说神啊，让他 reverse， 但是你拼命要放 drive。
So if you say you want to reverse， however you want to put it body on the dry.
所以有一个神的仆人呢，他讲了一个非常简单的话，就是开车要听到神的声音，把它放在 neutral。
So that is a servant of God. He simply said that if you want to listen to the Lord, put it in neutral mode.
这个牧师呢，我要请他来月份讲道，他是一个先知。
So I'm going to invite this pastor over in January to speak to us. He is a prophet.
过去好多年服侍过我们的年轻人。
So for many years in the past, he has ministered to our young people.
这个人神给他一个恩赐，他为了祷告的时候，他会看到人的内脏，你哪里有病，他一看就清楚。
So God has given this person a special gifting. So when he prays over a person, he is able to see all your organs inside of you, and he is going to tell you.
他提醒的地方可怕。
Where you got your disease, but it sounds, you know, weird.
但是他是一个非常顺服神的。
But he is a person that, you know, always submit to the Lord.
他是神的朋友。
So he is a friend of God.
你要做神的朋友吗？
Do you wish to be a friend of God?
你要做神的朋友，你就要常常来关心他所关心的事情。
If you wish to be a friend of God, you have to care what is in God's heart.
他就给你讲。
Then he will speak to you.
他就给你讲你重要的事情，你心上的事情。
He's going to tell you what is important, the important thing.
你对谁什么样的人讲实话
？So, who do you talk about your truth to your a person?
是你的朋友，他真的愿意听，也爱他。你不要这样搞出问题了。
So it should be your true friend, a friend who can be, you know, open to you and telling you that okay, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that.
所以你要跟神成为一个朋友，你关心他心上的事情，向他敞开，他要跟你讲话。
So you want to be a friend of God, open your heart to him, and he is going to speak to you.
神真的是讲话的神。我过去结束了一个日记。最近不写，最近可能比较懒惰或者老了。过去常常写手印的日记。
So in the past, I write a lot of my spiritual journals, but recently I've been maybe I'm getting older or lazy, and I stopped doing that for a while.
那个时候我就问神关于安娜的事情，阿文的事情。
So I asked God about things about Elvin, about Anna.
关于我孩子的事情。关于同工的事情。
About my children, my coworkers.
那神讲话一句一句的，我写下来的。你真的，我跟你讲，写下来的。今天你要看的话，我找出来。从1999年到2010年，我都有日记的，一本一本的。
So I read everything that what God spoke to me about. So through 1999 to recent years, I have a lot of spiritual journals.
那我觉得神要我做的事，我要为他们祷告，所以我没有忘记。哈利路亚。
So I felt what God wants me to do is to pray for them, so I'm not, you know.
神觉得我是他的仆人，我可以用，他就给我讲，讲了呢，我不是忘记，而是要为他们来祷告，要来服侍他们。
So I felt that the Lord, I'm not the same thing like that, but I felt that the Lord want me to.Pray for them, and if God wants me to speak, them,
包括今天的教会，今天的教会，你看我们教会上稀稀拉拉几个人，在2003年左右，神给我一个梦，就是关于我们教会的状态。今天的教会就是那个梦里的状态。
So now you're looking at church, you will see, okay, it is just a few of us. But back in 2003, God gave me a dream. It is exactly what is looking like today.
我们的教会是一个非常 amazing 的一个教会。
Our church is an amazing church.
你是不是觉得我们的人少？我告诉你，星期六早上到教会，我跟弟兄姐妹讲，我非常有幸来陪着这些在苦难里面的人。
So Saturday, I'm doing our prayer meetings. I told them that I am honored to be among, to be walking with people who are in
你知道吗？另外一个教会常常听我讲到的，他们教会是一对一对的夫妻，夫妻非常的相爱，妻子也很会读圣经，很追求，丈夫也很会，所以到一起服侍都很同性教。哎呀，我好羡慕啊！那叫都是第一次的婚姻啊，那十来对夫妻，哇，都是我好羡慕。
You know the other church who always invite me over to preach. their church, they are like they are made up of families of, you know, good husband and wife, and they always together, and they always reading the Bible, they always, you know, like minister to other people. And you know, I felt, you know, like jealous.
Yeah. 抗住你的教会，所以把好多第二次婚姻的呀、婚姻里面有trouble的呀，放在你的周围，是因为我抗住了你。
But God told me Himself the reason why I put like those people with, you know, like second marriage, broken families, people who have trouble in your church is because I you know,
I can't trust you. Yeah, I value you. I can't. Trust you. 所以我是非常有幸和大家同行。
So I am very honored to be with you.
你知道一个监军如果被送到最艰苦的战场上， 这个人是什么样的？
So do you know if a journal is to be sent to the most difficult part of the war zone, you know what is going to happen?
所以今天就是我们的教会，你不要 老看着我们的教会几个人，我看我们的教会是不一样的，因为神多次给我讲，我们的教会是一个用这个词叫做伟大的教会。So
please do not look at church as, you know, we are just a few of us, but to me, to my eyes, it's different because God told me that our church is a great church.
因为这个 great church 不是在看人多人少，神给你的命定。 你愿意心在这个路上，神就是觉得你在做大事情。So
because to be great or not is not depending on number of people, it's depending on your colleagues.
所以神就在这里训练，就像腓拉铁菲的教会，他说：“你在力量微小的时候，吃熟了我的道；在普天下受试炼的时候，我要面具你的使命。”So
here we are, we're just like Philadelphia, the Church of Philadelphia. When God spoke over them, saying that when you are weak, you holding on to my word. So,
什么后面什么？所以就是在普天下受试炼的时候。
So when everyone else is under the testing and the tribulations, you yourself will be saved.
你要想想，这是多么大的一个数目，就是普天下受试炼的时候要免去你的使命，是因为你在小事上忠心。
So imagine the honor that will be that when everyone else is under the tribulation testing and you yourself will be saved. So you will should be honored because you are submitting to Him in small things.
他说，当你力量微弱的时候，你还能够持守我的道；力量微弱的时候，你能持守我的道，在破天下受试炼的时候，要免去你的使命。So
when you are still weak in your strength, you are submitted to my words. Then when everyone else is under tribulation,
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你力量微弱。你自己觉得力量很微弱。你知道神会给你多大的恩惜吗？神多么看重你吗？神的心会被感动的吗？神的心会被感动的吗？ 所以在圣经里面有一个寡妇，穷寡妇放了两个小钱在库里面，耶稣看见了，耶稣说这个人放的比所有的人都多。
So in the Bible it says that it's a widow, she put 2 coins in the temple, and Jesus said she has given more than anyone else.
因为在她力量微弱的时候，愿意奉献给神。
Because when he's weak in his strength, she was still willing to give.
所以今天我们教会的人，我看到弟兄姐妹，好多人在力量微弱的时候，愿意来跟随他，愿意来敬拜他。你知道，神要包容你吗？神要纵容你吗？So,
for instance, when I see all of you that when you are still in troubles and you're still willing to give yourself to Him, that you know that God is going to honor you.
你知道神当纵容你的时候，他会怎么对待你吗？
So do you know what God will do to you when He's
going to be the honor to you. 神给他逃离。
So if you read your Bible and when you read about Moses, when other people go against him, God came forward to protect him.
在摩西死的时候，神亲自的埋葬了他。
So when Moses died, God himself buried him.
你知道一个人在死的时候谁埋葬他是他的亲人，但是摩西的亲人就是上帝。
So do you know who is going to bury you when you die? It's most likely your relatives. But when Moses died, God himself buried him. So God is his relative.
神会这样的对待你。
So God will do the same to you.
在别人动你的时候，神不会答应。
So when other people try to, you know, attack you, God will not allow that to happen.
所以在这里讲到那个苦难里，但是呢，他说你，我把平安要放在你的里面。
So that's why it says he is going to give you peace among troubles.
因为你愿意来跟随主。
Because you are willing to follow him.
愿意来跟随他的道。
Willing to follow his ways.
弟兄姐妹，我们中间的弟兄姐妹，我知道好多现在的心里不少苦难。
So brothers and sisters, I know a lot of you are in a midst of troubles.
你知道，其实有一个原因呢，就是我有时候做牧师呢，做的一方面，我觉得做的很轻松，其中有一个原因。
So as a pastor, I found that it is easy for me to be a pastor. So one of the reasons.
你知道是什么原因吗？
You know what the reason is?
因为大家发生的苦难我根本没有办法，所以我只能依靠神。
Because all the troubles that you can do, I have, you know, no way of helping you, so I have to rely on God.
我所以为大家祷告很多。
That's why I pray for you a lot.
我即使服侍也是神感动我的时候我再服侍一下。
And it's also of my ministry.Only if God touches me, then I will go minister.
也说神没有讲话，我去服侍那些受伤的人，把我的话扭曲，反而没有好的效果。
So if the timing is not right, so when I go and minister to that person, and he will, you know, like, try to twist my words, and it became very difficult.
所以我就是学习去依靠神。
So I trained to be relying on him.
那因为神在苦难里。他是非常真实的，他来要帮助你。
So because in troubles, he himself is real and he's going to help.
神在我服侍的这个过程里面，就一直启示我们的教会。所以为什么说我们教会是伟大的教会
？So when I pray, God always, you know, give me visions about our church. So that's why God said we are a great church.
有一次，我做了一个梦呢，就是。看到我在这个发煤炭里面呢，发现煤炭里面都藏着那个墨鱼，这个玉啊，这深绿色的玉子，很贵重。我说这是好东西呀、啊，我就把它拿起来以后呢，把我的袋子里面那个一个口袋里面的什么好多的东西都倒了。我说我要用走，这个太宝贵了。
So I have it.Dreams years ago, that in my dream I was digging the mine, and I found a lot of, you know, like dark mines. However, I see jade in each of them. So I dump all my things out so that I have enough room for the bag to, you know, like to transfer all this jade out of the tunnel.
在火车站在运输的时候呢，那个人，我看到那个管理员，我说。这个东西很贵啊，很重啊，是不是很贵？运费很贵啊。
So in my dream, I was transferring all the jade to a place through a train, and the conductor on the train, I was asking the conductor on the train, saying that, oh, is it expensive to transfer all of these jade?
他说是的，很贵。
And he said yes, it is very expensive.
但是他说已经付清了。
However, he said it has already been paid off.
他的脸上是一个 omega， 希腊的 omega 就是 omega， 就是我是中的，就是 omega 就是中的意思。
So in his face, it was written omega, so meaning the end.
但是我醒来我就知道，行在生在向我讲话说，你服侍的人，别人看是煤炭很黑。
So when I woke up, I know that God is speaking to me. So those people that I minister to other people, they are dark, they are, you know, like cold.
但是你要知道，你像大卫一样要认得跟随你的人，他们里面都是宝贝的灵。
However, you have to be like David to know those who are following you are like Jade.
运费是很贵。
So that the fee for the transportation it is expensive.
但是耶稣已经付清了。
But Jesus has already paid it off.
他是阿拉法，他是 Omega， 他就说我是初，我是终，我要。王开始的工作必要完成。
So Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. So while he has started, he will finish it off.
所以我常常祷告的时候是创始成终的耶稣。
That's why I always pray that God, you are the one who started and you will going to finish.
另外一次，我去一个教会去祷告，一个姐妹看到一个异象，我非常非常的感动。
So at the other time, I was in a different church.So a sister saw a vision, and I was very touched by it. And she said that I see you that you are holding on to a bag of eggs.
A dozen.
A dozen of eggs.
她说这些鸡蛋呢，本来是要卖掉，要吃掉，但是你把它拿出来孵出来，孵小鸡了。
So the eggs supposed to be eaten. However, you are using these eggs, and then hatch those eggs instead.
哇，我非常的感动。其实我那个时候，我就觉得我的服侍很困难，服侍太困难了。
So I felt very touched because during that period of time, I felt that oh, my ministry is very, very difficult.
但是神知道，这些 eggs 里面是有生命的，要孵出来。
But God knows there are lives in those eggs, and they have to be hatched.
所以今天怎么样？我们看苦呢
？So today, how do you look about troubles in your life?
今天怎么样？我们看这个女人生产时候的阵痛。
So how do you look at the contractions when you have for doing childbirth?
那有人，一个健康的女人，她为了爱，就是生产的话，她没有问题，痛就痛，继续生了一个、两个、三个。
So for a healthy woman, you will be no problem because out of love, you will have children. Have one, two, three.
我们原来牧堂呢，有一个人生了十二个孩子，犹太人；另外两个人有七个孩子，另外两个人有五个孩子。我们最后发现生三个没有问题。
So in church Zion, so we have a couple who was a Jewish. They have 12 children, and another couple have 7, and we also have a couple who have 5. So for me and my wife, I thought that oh, having 3 is okay, no problem.
别人呢是十二个、七个、五个 ，three no problem.
So for no, you are okay to have 12 or you know like 7 or 5.Okay.
感谢主，因为我们周围有这个信心的人在鼓励着我们。
So praise the Lord that we have people of faith surrounding us.
所以呢，安娜也就生了三个，跟我们一样。你可以生五个，信心比我们更大。
So praise the Lord, me myself, Anna also has three children. So if you have more faith, you can have more.
但是呢，也有人因着错误的理解。我要讲这个苦难怎么样来抗这个苦难。我曾经有一个邻居呢，夫妻俩，中国人。这个女的，他们老想有孩子，这个女的就是我怕了十年以后，再也生不出来。
So this is about how you see about the trouble in life. So I have a tenant, neighbor. So they were married, but the wife.Afraid about the pain during childbirth, so she avoid having children. So after about 10 years, she can no longer, you know, get pregnant.
那就是因着惧怕，好多事情不能成就。
So you cannot accomplish things through fear.
在苦难里面，神说呢，不要惧怕，要放心。
So in times of troubles.You have to take heart.
耶稣说我已经胜了这个事情。
Because Jesus said he has already overcome.
我已经生在这个世界，这样一个真理呢，要深深的进到我们的里面。
So for the fact that he has already overcome, it has to be go into your heart.
在我的周围，我看到一些老前辈，甚至一些年轻的基督徒，发现他们真的心在这个真理当中之后呢，哇，真的身体其实随着他们，完了以后喜乐平安随着他们。
So I see a lot of the elders of the church and also among young generations. So when they actually live out the truth, I see miracles and you know things, signs and miracles following them.
啊，对别人对他们坏的时候，他就对他好，他就为他祷告，而且反过来帮助他。
So when other people are being harsh to them, they will turn around and pray for those people and also help those people.
啊，就是行神的道。
So they are walking in God's way.
结果不仅仅自己没有失去任何的东西，而且那些敌人都变成他的朋友。
No longer they did not lose anything, and they will turn all their enemies into friends.
这样的弟兄姐妹，神的道就这么简单。当我们心在其中的时候呢，这样的平安就来了。
So this is as simple as that. When we walk in God's ways, peace will come.
行不了的时候呢，我们祷告圣灵就帮助我们。
So when you cannot do it, pray so
that
the Holy Spirit can help you.
不要逃跑，也不要惧怕。
Do not run away. Do not find excuses for yourself.
唯一的道路是耶稣的道路。
So only way is Jesus' way.
这是正确的道路。
And it's the right way.
那我再讲讲就是最近发生的一个事情呢，我就让弟兄姐妹来做一些见证。
So I also want to share something that happened recently, and after that, you can also come forward and to share.
我上次讲到就是说阿布斯特的大洪水的那一天呢，早上我就在阿布斯特。
So I mentioned last time that during the flooding in Abbotsford, that particular morning I was in Abbotsford.
那我要讲的就是说，当我们心思向着神，愿意跟随神的时候呢，好事情就发生，神有阻碍阻挡，有坏事发生在你的身上。
So I'm trying to say that when you are, you know, with God, then God will put man.
当然即使将来某一天神要接你回家的时候，他会给你足够的恩典，你会喜乐的回家。
So even to the day that when it is time for you to go home, he will give you enough grace, you can you know, have a peace and go home, yeah, going back to home.
那或者你被主殉道。
Or you being you know, murdered by for the word.
Martin. 继续见面，为主殉道可怕不可怕
？So, is it a terrible thing to be martyred for the Lord?
可怕不可怕
？Is it terrible?
其实我在读神学的时候呢，有一个人发预言说，我将来会为主殉道。
So actually, when I was in Bible college, someone you know prophesied over me that one day I will be martyred.
我有三天睡不着觉。
But 3 days I was not able to sleep.
不过我们那个老师呢，他发了言，老师立刻给全班讲，不要随便发预言说人家殉道。
So after he said the prophecy, and my teachers stood up and said, "Oh, please do not, you know, prophesy this kind of thing to other people."
就是你要很小心 prophesy， 这个人家殉道不殉道。
So when you try to prophesy things like you know when a person will be martyred。
还有一个限制呢，我们第六限制非常忌讳的就是，你不要随便发预言说他要跟他结婚。
And also there is another prophecy you should avoid. You know our old pastor Emil always say, do not prophesy when you say, okay, this person is going to marry to that person.
第三个呢，要小心了，你不要跟他说这个房子你该不该买。
The third thing you should not be prophesizing over is that whether you should purchase this land, this house or not.
所以那次我听到你的预言呢，一个学生嘛，我中间好多人学生呢，看到你异象什么的，他说我有修道，我三天睡不了觉。
So back then I was a Bible college student, and that person is also another student. So for 3 days I was not able to sleep.
后来我想通了，为什么呢？你知道，我觉得真的能够接受。
But after that, I you know like I felt that I could accept the fact if I'm you know like really to be.
因为神常常派我去医院。 院嘛，有时候去服侍一些癌症病人啊，人快要死亡的人啊，我想想，殉道其实挺好，殉道其实真的挺好。
So because in my ministry, that a lot of times I will go to visit the sick in the hospital, those who have cancer. So when I think about it, it is actually better to die, you know, through being martyred.
所以呢，就是说神啊，借你回去的时候呢，我告诉你们，神会赐给你信心去回去，真的宣告你在癌症病床上的好。
So when it is time for you to go, God will give you enough grace so that He can, you know, take you. So it is actually much better to die on a sick bed than, you know, being martyred.
Other than being on a sick bed. 你身上那个病床上。So, 几年几个月，对吧？很痛苦。
So you know that the suffering that you are going through when you are sick, you know, it can be months and years of, you know, like troubles and sufferings.
你殉道的话，可能就一秒钟、两秒钟的事情。
But to be martyred, would take seconds.
那我也回到阿布斯的事情啊，就是神怎么样，就做他美好的事情，因为我们都愿意来遵守神的道。
So go back to the.
那一天我在这个一号谷买了一些东西，在那个就在十一号谷，就马布斯尔的苏马斯贝那个要去迪士尼。
So I was on Highway 11 and I bought something and then I was on my way to mission in Abbotsford.
但是呢，好多的道路啊都给阻塞，堵住了。
However, there are a lot of roadblocks, so you cannot go through.
但是呢，我要讲的就是那天呢，有一个姐妹呢，她打电话给我，就说她的先生在医院里要见我。
So I received a phone call from a sister, and she was saying that her husband wants to see me in the hospital.
其实呢，她的先生呢，在好几个月之前，当他清醒的时候，他就说他要见我。他的牧师告诉我，王炳牧师，这个你要见的，你要去看望他一下。但是呢，我给他太太打电话就没有回应了。
So actually months ago, when this person was in the hospital and still conscious, his pastor told me that this person wanted me to visit him, but I returned a phone call to his wife, but I never got anything back.
但是那一天的阿布斯特，他的太太就打电话来，说要我去看他。
However, on that day while I was in Abbotsford.His wife called me saying that I should go and visit him.
我知道这个医院看他非常重要。
医院看他非常重要。
对，这个事情非常重要。
Because it is very important for him.
因为这个继续一清醒，他就说他要看我。
Because every time when he is conscious, he will say that he wants to see me.
就是有一些事情呢，他知道很重要，我要跟他有一些祷告啊，祝福很重要。
So he knows that things are very important. He has to share with me to pray over.
结果呢，我要跟他太太说，我不能说他太太不让我去，我就去也不行，对吧
？So that's why I was waiting for a phone call from his wife because I need to have, you know, access to his wife in order to know when he's going to go.
但是那天在阿布斯的时候，我就是拼命想进到迷失从十一号谷，就是苏马斯贝。也进不了，我就想转到东面去，就是阿巴斯的东面嘛。我因为那些人对我非常的熟悉，我想可以从东面去了 ，access 我会到迷失去，因为那些人对我来说很熟悉，而且不算远。
So I know very well that my way is from Abbotsford to Mission. So because the student way was poor, so I was trying to go east to Chilliwack and to take, you know, a detour. So I know very well how I should go.
大家肯定知道我这个人呢，做事情我如果这个东西决定要做，一定要做。
So for my personality, if I determined to do something, I will just do it.
结果到处都是路障。
However, that day, like everywhere, there is roadblocks for me.
那个时候呢，九点十点钟呢，加拿大的广播里面没有说一号高速公路封了，他没有说的。
So that was at 9:10 in the morning. So it is no report on a flooding in Abbotsford.
大家也知道，加拿大的新闻呢，事情很大了，我才告诉你。
So as we know about Canadian news, it's only when things got really serious, then they will tell you.
就像这个 pandemic 啊，这个口罩戴要讨论啊，讨论都很厉害。OK OK， 戴口罩。
Just about you know whether you should wear your mask or what. It just when things get really really serious, then they say, okay, now you can wear.
所以那天早上我没有提到说一号高速公路什么被 block 什么 flood， 没有听见，我一直在听 news。
So I was listening to the radio news when I was driving, but I didn't hear anything about you know flooding and other stuff.
所以我告诉那个姐妹，我说我晚上七点钟去看那个先生，白天我要做好我的事情。
So I told the sister that I will go and visit him tonight at 7 o'clock when I finish all my business issues.
但是我到处都是木栈，我就停下来就祷告了。
But because I see so many robots, so I have to stop and pray.
那我心里，我一般都在心里常常祷告，就是开车也会祷告，就问神说这是什么意思啊？
So I usually pray in my car, so you know, like constantly asking God, you know, like, oh, what is it? Like, what do you want me to do?
我就心里有一个意念，就是你今天赶紧去看这个病人，比你做好你什么事情更重要。
And however this thing, you know, like says, words came to me that it is more important for you to visit this room today rather than you know doing your things in mission.
所以我立刻给师母打个电话，说我干我事情。我带着浪士，他说回家，回家两点钟去看那个弟兄。
So I called my wife saying, okay, I cannot do these things today. So I pack up, even though I want to pack my lunch, so I turn around, go back home, and then I'm gonna visit the brother at 2 p.m.
因为我太太说赶紧回来吧，好像到处都有事情。
And my wife also said, okay, come back because it seems, you know, like there's a lot of things happening right now.
所以我两点钟回家以后，两点钟就去看。
So I came home and about 2 p.m. I went and visited the brother.
去的时候呢，跟这个弟兄祷告，他不能讲话。
So when I was there, he couldn't speak. So I prayed with him.
我拉着他的手就祷告。那姐妹说呢，他眼睛这样闪，就是说他同意你的祷告。
So because he couldn't pray, that and his wife was telling me that when he's blinking, meaning that he agrees in with what I pray for.
那姐妹呢就拼命哭啊哭啊，说帮别人公司啊，我亏欠你的亏欠你，我也不知道他亏欠什么的。
And the sister was like weeping and weeping, saying that you know like she owed me something, and I don't understand what does she mean by she owed me.
哦，他就说我们当时住在你的家，你对待我们多好，怎么样怎么样。
And she started saying that, oh, while we are in your house, you will be like so nice to us.
其实我相信唯一的事情呢，就是说他们可能有点纠结的，就是当时我们帮了教会以后呢，她丈夫在我们教会受洗，帮了教会以后呢，她就觉得，哎，这个敬拜的方式啊，长条凳啊，没有一响佛药啊，生意没有那么钱了，她不喜欢，她就走了。
So when I thought about it, maybe the only thing that could be is that when we moved our church to a different location.The brother no longer felt, you know, the same.
The sister,
yeah, but didn't feel the same as it before because, you know, the location changed, so they stopped going to our church.
他就说圣灵带领他去别的教会。
And they said, okay, the Holy Spirit led them to somewhere else.
其实我们会难过，但过了也就过。
So even though we are sad, but you know, like after that, you know, things pass.
但是呢，就是那个地方呢，姐妹就老是这样。但是我祷告，我知道我做了我当做的事情。
But even though the sister was weeping, but after I finished my prayer, I felt that I have already done what God has asked me to do.
第二天，姐妹给我送一个打一个电话，她说你的祷告大有能力，我的先生已经好了，而且他的褥疮都好了，他可以出院了。
So second day, the sister gave me a phone call saying.That your prayers was powerful. That her husband was able to, you know, leave the hospital the very next day. 疮痛什么？
褥疮。
褥疮。
就是。
Sores.
褥疮 sores you lie on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Even his sores by lying too low on the bed it has been healed as well.
其实我不认为是我的祷告大有能力，而是呢我们。都做了神要我们做的事。
So for me, I didn't think it was because my prayer was effective. I felt it is because both parties, him, themselves and me, have done what God.
就是好多他们的教会的祷告的呢比我们要多得多，天天都在祷告。
So their church even pray much more than us. They pray every day for them.
我相信祷告，祷告很重要，但是很最重要的是你要做神要你做的事。
So prayer is important. However, it is more important for you to do what God wants you to do.
所以我那天如果不听圣灵的感动，我继续要往没圣走，我可能就转到阿布斯的东面去。
So if I chose not to listen to the Lord that day, if I insist on going to mission, I might have, end up in the flooding zone.
那后来我的 hope 这个太难了，他说，好多人的 hope 就在车里，因为他们回不到西面来。
So my tenant in hope was telling me that a lot of people, had to stay in the car in hope because they have no way to go.
Go to west.
They cannot go to the west.
啊，就是神要我们做的，我们去做。
So when God asks us to do something, we need to do it.
我那时候我一直我坚持说，我今天在弥圣做的事情比这个看病重要，那我可能就有 trouble.
So if I insist what things in mission was more important than
visiting
that brother in the hospital, then I will be in trouble.
或者说我说 mission is my mission.
A lot of times I say to myself, mission, the place is my mission.
但是呢，神要让我去做这些事情，我就要做，就是。
But when God called me to do things, I have to do.
那个姐妹她做了她当做的事情，她要打电话，要叫我去看她。
So the sister also did her part. Her part was to call me and ask me over.
所以我讲到这里呢，就说我们最主要的，耶稣是什么？你要在我的话语里，你要遵守我的道。
So what is important here is that we have to be abide in His words, abide in His ways.
那个这里讲，我讲这些是告诉你们，就是前面讲了很多是什么意思呢？你这样做的时候就有平安。
So he says, I have told you all of these things, the things that he said before. So if you do that, you will have peace.
你做不了的时候呢，圣灵会来帮助你。
If you cannot do it, the Holy Spirit is there to help you.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要逃跑。
Do not run away.
不要找借口。
Do not find excuses.
没有别的方法，就是要依靠耶稣。
There's no other way. You have to rely on Jesus.
他已经胜了世界。
Because he has overcome.
好，我们做一个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，赞美。
Lord, we praise you.
主，你说你将这些事情告诉我们，因为在你里面我们有平安。
You have told us these things because in you there will be peace.
在世上我们会有苦难。
In the world we will have trouble.
但是你说让我们要放心。
And you said to take heart.
因为你已经胜了世界。
Because you have already overcome all these.
是你胜了世界。
It is you who overcome.
所以我们在你里面就胜过了这个世界。
So in you we will overcome this world as well.
我们在你的外面，世界就胜过我们。
If we are outside of you, the world will overcome us.
主，我们愿意在你里面。
We want to be in you, Lord.
主，使得主再次能加力量给我们的弟兄姐妹。
Once again, strengthen our brothers and sisters.
不管经历什么样的苦难。
No matter what kind of difficulties you are in,
我们中间有好多夫妻经历连地分居的这样一个痛苦。
So among us there are couples who have been living separately for a while.
有的妻子在中国，这先生在这里，先生在中国，妻子在这里。
For some, the wife is in China, the husband is here. For other people, the husband is in China and the wife is in Canada.
有的人在经济方面。子女关系上正经历很多的不容易。
And for other people, they are struggling with their finance, in their marriage, and their relationship with the children.
主，我们再次说，主，我们祷告，我们愿意行在你的话语。
Once again, we say, we pray, we want to walk in your ways.
因为在你里面有真正的平安。
Because in you there will be true peace.
主，即使灾难来临，在你里面就有真正的平安。
Even if troubles come, in you we will find peace.
其实我们外面的东西被夺去，我们里面还是有平安。
Even if we are stripped away from the things on the outside, but in you we still have the peace.
主啊，创始成终的耶稣，借着你的圣灵，必要成就这事。
You are the starter of our faith and you are the finisher of our faith.
奉主耶稣。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.